Good afternoon, everyone. Is it on?
Not sure.
It does not
sound like it's on.
Is that on? Yeah, it's on up here.
Okay.
Look at the on behind it, Pastor Brad. Does it take a second, Miss Jenny? On the back, there's an on button.
I'm back. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's on.
Check.
Yeah.
That's on.
Well, we'll talk. We'll talk real loud, and then when it comes on, it comes on. How's that?
Perfect.
No, they can't hear in the back. Let's try off and then on. Check.
Is there anything supposed to be illuminated on here?
Yeah.
There's something.
Oh, yeah.
Check. One, two. Oh, look at that. Teamwork. Amazing. You know, I've already seen Miss Brittany's with us here today, our first lady. I've already seen her calm a baby and fix the sound system. So she's doing an amazing job. We're so thankful to have her with us here. Welcome. We're so excited to dedicate these homes. And just want to go before the Lord in prayer as we open up this special time of dedication. And we're going to take some time to hear from some honored guests, and we're just going to celebrate with some families as the pieces and the people are coming together. Father, we thank you. Well, thank you. All right. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence. Lord, I know you smile on days like these, and I'm thankful that your comfort is in, not just on blue sky days, but on gray sky days when things are hard. Lord, we're praying for each of these families. We pray you touch their hearts. We pray that this will be a day they never forget. Lord, we celebrate with them as we dedicate these homes. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to take this opportunity to welcome each of you here today. What a wonderful day we have for our community and the families and just everyone. I can't say enough about all the teams that have taken part in this project. I want to especially thank Pastor Stephen and the Hope Initiative. I can't say enough about all the work they've done, the difference that this will make not only in these families' lives, but in our community's lives. May we never forget the joy that we're feeling today. We were able to stop at a home a few minutes ago and celebrate with the family that home will forever change its life. I've been given the special honor to welcome and introduce our next speaker. He needs no introduction. He's done so much not only for the city of Princeton, but for the state of Kentucky. We've seen him in times of tragedy. We've seen him in times that we celebrate. And it's a pleasure to introduce Governor Beshear. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And it is great to be back in Princeton, Kentucky again. We are back here celebrating more homes for more families, recognizing that it may have been 4 years, but the last family that gets that forever home is just as important as the first. And I know it's cold today, but I remember 4 years ago tomorrow was unseasonably warm, and that was a day of great difficulty. But I also remember breaking ground on the first home after the tornadoes in Mayfield, and that was 2 times colder than it is today. So we have a few blessings. Today we're here because of the work of the Hope Initiative and because of so many good folks working together. We're here today because of the Barnes family, the Kirkwood family, the Denton family, and the Blyer family. Today is a good day, one full of hope for the future and healing for what we've been through. These home dedications are a reminder of what happens when we focus on the most important things for our families, our neighbors, when we take care of each other and we be kind, when we realize that strength is not bravado and anger, it's love and empathy and continuing to be there for each family that needs us. We're here today again, approaching the 4th anniversary of the tornadoes that took 81 lives, 81 children of God from Kentucky. All the families here today are from Dawson Springs, which is my family's hometown. These tornadoes were personal to me because I know these places well. I know the people who live there. Much of my family still calls Western Kentucky home, and despite all you've been through, each of you will keep calling Western Kentucky home. because each of you are strong, you are resilient, and you are bigger and greater than the dark moments of your past. Today marks the beginning of a new and an exciting journey. And for the Kirkwoods, today's a little sweeter with their newborn baby. Let's celebrate in that. Baby Leola? All right. Today, you're walking in to a home where you can make brand new memories, where we can try to make those great memories that hopefully push out those moments of trauma. I got to tell you, these home dedications are just about my favorite thing I get to do as governor. When you walk see a family walk in to their new home for the first time, it's like you see the trauma of the years flowing off of them. Mm-hmm. The joy of the kids as they pick out their new room. The idea that, you know what, we can and we will be safe and happy as we move forward. It's a place where you can have a yard, a new neighborhood, and have movie nights with your family. And you can cook Christmas dinner in your own home with your family. So today, we've got a big Merry Christmas to four families that are going to have maybe the best present that you can ask for. These dedications are a reminder that as long as we have our families and our loved ones, that we can get through anything, and we'll get through it together. In these past 4 years, the Team Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund, which contributed to this home, has helped build 254 new homes in Western Kentucky. Amen. 60 of them are with Pastor Boykin and the Hope Initiative. They are an incredible group. Let's give it up for them. And sometimes, out of tragedy, you see triumph. We actually announced the largest single affordable housing investment in the history of Kentucky, with 953 rental homes coming to the counties that were hit by the tornado. So more opportunities for our families moving forward than ever before. And in September, we were here in Princeton celebrating another home dedication. Yeah. And that day was special like this one. So I'll close by telling these families, this Hope Initiative, everybody who's helping to make this happen, we are proud of you. You are living your faith and your values. You are approaching Christmas, living out its meanings. You're doing the right thing for your neighbor. And in this crazy world where we're told that we're supposed to be against each other, or there's some us or them in Kentucky, it's just all y'all and all us. It's being together. It's remembering we always have more that brings us together than pushes us apart. And at the end, we are all children of God, taught to love each other and to be there for us. So today, I get to do something I haven't gotten to do at one of these home dedications. I get to introduce you to the real boss, our First Lady, Brittany Beshear.
Good afternoon, everyone. I might need to, yeah, thank you. Just a little bit shorter than everybody else. This is amazing. I have words because they're right here, but I'm not sure I would have them otherwise. It's just amazing to see how far you have come. We're here today because there was still something big missing. New homes to make memories. I've heard your stories of living in hotels, single mothers working long hours to regain stability for your children, living with family members and doing everything you can to take care of your families. You are all strong. You are brave. You've shown us how to keep hope alive, how to be resilient, how to show up for yourselves, your loved ones, and your community. You have found a home in each other. Today, we're just making it official. That sense of community is what got us here today. From the very first morning after the tornadoes to where we are today, we have only seen the best in people. First responders who cleared rubble and saved lives, fire and police departments who worked through the night, neighbors who literally pulled neighbors out of their broken homes. Our friends at the Hope Initiative who built the home that we're standing on today. We saw Kentuckians and Americans from across our country step up to help make Christmas special that year for the children that were affected. In the days after the tornadoes, I wanted to do something.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was until I was walking Winnie around the Capitol that night. And I thought, so many kids will be missing Christmas this year. I didn't want parents to worry about Christmas shopping after losing so much. I didn't want kids to worry that Santa wasn't sure where to find them because they had just lost their home. So I proposed a toy drive. The response was more than I could have ever imagined. We received gifts from over 36 different U.S. states as far as Alaska, and actually from countries across the world. People wrote notes of encouragement from across the country. As we approach the holidays, it's a good time to reflect and think about all the people who reached out just to help in the aftermath of the tornadoes. I think about the kids who have grown and are now living in their new homes. I think about parents who put on a brave face for those kids after unimaginable loss. And I think we have a beautiful story of overcoming that loss in Kentucky and moving forward together.
Yeah.
So to these families today, it's really good to be here. And it's good to see your families doing well. I hope you feel like today is the beginning of a new story, a good and happy story. You are not alone. We will always be here with you. Scripture tells us, I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for. Welcome home.
So thankful that everyone is here and thankful to have our governor and first lady with us. And you know, when I see them together, I've noticed that couples that serve together and lead together really make great impact. I'm so thankful that you both were able to be here today. I think about what we've been through, and if you don't know, my name is Steve Boykin, and I'm a pastor in Mayfield, Kentucky, from Madisonville. I feel like if my blood was drawn, it would bleed Kentucky, you know, it would bleed blue. But I love our state, and I'm thankful for that. And when I think about the tornado that came through and how devastating it was, those first few days, to see the people come together, to put the pieces and the lives that were broken back together, I found a scripture that we have stood on throughout this time. Isaiah chapter 58 is an example of what we should do when things are broken. We find in that passage of scripture a time where religion had become ritualistic, but folks had forgotten about the why behind what they did, that it was actually asking us not to just push back a plate, which I think is a great spiritual discipline, but it was asking us to serve people well. In fact, some of the things it outlined that we should do that God was looking for is, it says, feed the hungry. It says, shelter the homeless. It talks about clothing the needy. And there's some things it talks about. And as we were praying after this disaster that took place there in Mayfield that came all the way over here and touched Princeton, we were asking for direction from the Lord, and all we could do was what was in front of us, what was next. So resources and relationships came together, and local churches and local government and local businesses partnered together. And what we've seen out of that is something beautiful. You know, on the eve of the fourth anniversary of the tornado, four new homes are being dedicated today.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that. You know, Psalms 127 says, unless the Lord builds a house, they that labor in vain. And we couldn't have done this on our own. We see the Lord's hand in this. We see how he has brought people together. He's brought friends together.
Yeah.
He's brought relationships that have a heart for people, that have a heart for God. And so when we think about that, and we think about the 58th home, I think this is the 58th home out of the four we're dedicating today, in that Isaiah chapter. I would just encourage you to look at that, because in verse number 12, it says something so beautiful. It says, out of the rubble, you'll make your community livable again. And another translation says, you'll be known as a restorer of homes. And some of our families today, not to put anyone on the spot, but if they were to share their story, to hear that some of them are still displaced, still living in conditions that are unsafe. And today is a day, a milestone for them. So we celebrate that. We're so thankful for what we've been able to do. We look forward to what we're getting ready to do. We're building in Georgia. We're still going to be doing things here in Kentucky. And been asked to come even to Jamaica and check out after Hurricane Melissa. So we are constantly praying for the next step and looking at the great opportunity we have to build hope together
And we're so thankful that you're here with us today. Thank you all.
Slide on the door. Just give us a handle real good. Suck it.
My name is Troy Jen. I'm a local pastor here, and we get to partner with this great organization to help these families. And I have the honor of leading us to present Bibles to each family. And so, you know, we're here today because you all have been through a storm, and you know what it's like to have your life just turned upside down by a storm and see your home literally torn apart by the storm. And Jesus was the master storyteller and great at using analogies. And he compared the Word of God. He said, if you will build your life on the Word of God, the promise is that when the storms of life come, he said, you will go through storms. Being a believer, following Jesus doesn't exempt any of us from storms. But he says, when storms do come against your life, if you will build your life on the Word of God, and to not just read it, but actually do what it says, like these people are doing. He says, when the storms come, you'll be able to stand against whatever storm comes against you. And so just as important as the foundation of this home is, so is building your life on the Word of God. And so it's our honor today to give each family a Bible. And I encourage you to read it every day. Read it to your kids. Raise them up and teach them what God's Word says, but also do what it says, and then watch what God does in your life. So first of all, each family has a mentor, a recovery partner, and so the first family is the Kirkwood family, and so if you guys would come, and then Scott and Jean Ann Albertson are going to give them, present their Bible.
Right here. Yeah. Right there.
Awesome.
And the newborn.
The next family, it's Miss June Blyer and First Lady.
Nope, Mickey Duncan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the keys.
That's
it's
okay.
In the head.
Tell you what.
We'll double dip.
Yeah, sorry. Miss Vicki Duncan, how about that? The recovery partner. All right, the next one is Miss Catherine Denton, and Mr. Derek Fuqua will be delivering her Bible.
Yes.
Awesome. And finally, Sherry and Wayne Barnes, Miss Allison Burgess will be delivering.
This is such an exciting time. I just, giving the keys is my favorite part, because keys mean a key to a new beginning. And it has just been a privilege to walk beside every one of you families, and just to see the joy in your face, to be excited. The Kirkwoods didn't want to come in. They're going to see their house for the very first time. I can remember scripture being written in the frames of these walls, and many of the walls throughout the city has scripture written in the frames. So I don't think you've been in since the scriptures went in the frames. So it's exciting for you guys to come in. And I know there's been so many volunteers that have come and prayed in the last few days, just stopping by to pray over your home. So I'm very excited to present the keys, and the restoration and the resilience that you guys have shown has been unbelievable. So at this time, keys to new beginnings, we would love to start presenting. Governor Beshear is presenting the keys to Chavez and Hannah Kirkwood with baby Leola and Asher. And I can't wait for you to see your house. First Lady Brittany Beshear is going to be presenting the keys to June Blyer. Miss June?
We were just in their house with them, yeah.
They got to get a sneak peek of their house just before. Thank you, First Lady. The next set of keys Mayor Brock Thomas is presenting to Miss Catherine Denton.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Catherine. We're very excited for you. Last but not least, Pastor Troy Gent from Christ Tabernacle is presenting to Miss Sherry and Mr. Wayne Barnes.
All right.
He's waited a long time. Yeah. One thing we like to do is honor our partners. We don't take for granted that it takes a lot of help behind the scenes, and oftentimes we don't say those special thank yous. And before I say thank you to anyone else, I want to say thank you to Pastor Stephen Boykin and his wife, Andrea, and the whole entire board. We have Pastor Brad Morris here. We have Miss Catherine here. And also to my staff, Holly and Allison, just the hours and hours behind the scenes with everyone. So I couldn't do what I do, and we definitely couldn't do it without every one of you. So thank you, Pastor Stephen and Andrea and everyone on the staff. We also want to thank Team West Kentucky with Governor Beshear and First Lady for coming out. I remember many, many of these dedications. He keeps saying we're going to keep coming back. And he does. He keeps coming and he keeps coming. But not only that, his staff. He's got an unbelievable staff. I mean, I got to meet Miss Hillary this morning that came in with First Lady. We have Alex Caudill. We have DJ Watson, Lisa Brown. I haven't seen Rocky yet today. Rocky back there. Thank you, Rocky. All the security, all the staff. You just keep showing up for the people, and we can't say enough.
Representative Walker Thomas with us.
Yes, Representative Walker Thomas, thank you so much for coming out. We just really appreciate everything. We also wanted to thank the city of Princeton. Yeah. Mayor Brock, he came to us. Miss Julie, Jenny, I'm sorry, and Julie also came to us and said, we've got property. If you've got people and they want and they're working here, just come on over. So they found the property. You guys have went above and beyond with surveys, clearing property. Just thank you to the city of Princeton. Also, I don't want to forget our builders, Juan and Sergio back there from S&S Construction. Yeah. They're here with their wives, Irma and Letty. We just such a blessing, you guys. What a beautiful home you guys continue to build throughout Mayfield and Princeton. We just, what a blessing you are to our community and to the Hope Initiative. So thank you all so much. S&S Construction, thank you. Yes, gracias. Another shout out to St. Vincent de Paul. Yeah. I cannot tell you how much Miss Vicki Duncan has been a part of this project. She knows every single family, every single story. She's done the case management. She was here with her husband last night building tables inside. Cannot say enough. The furniture, all the partnerships with St. Vincent de Paul. Miss Vicki Duncan, you're amazing. So thank you. I also want to thank Christ Tabernacle for opening up their church for our Foundations of Hope classes. So thank you, Pastor Troy and Derek. We couldn't do it without you. He came with his daughter. She did the childcare, so you rocked it out. So thank you so much for just partnering. The partners that came, we can't thank you guys enough for walking beside these families. Yeah. And you guys, hours in here, just making sure it's just perfect for your family. So thank you for walking beside them. We also have a special shout out to Operation Giving Trees. That's a local nonprofit that provides Christmas trees for less fortunate people. They were born out of the tornado as well. They did all the decorations on this front porch. They did at Franklin. They provide Christmas trees and ornaments. There's ornaments in this house that are from around the country that children decorated, did little positive messages. We'll make sure all the families get some of those ornaments. So thank you very much, Miss Jackie, with your whole crew, Operation Giving Tree. Thank you so much. Also want to shout out the Rotary Club. Where's Miss Stephanie? Yeah. Stephanie Burton, and where's Boo?
Oh yeah.
We got Boo back there. So the whole Rotary Club, whenever we show up, they want to know, can we bring beds? Can we bring bedding? Whatever you guys need, we're here. What a community you guys have here in Princeton. It's just amazing. And I've been working with Stephanie since day one of the tornado when she was at the library, helping whoever she could. So Stephanie, thank you for your heart to serve. I also want to do just a quick shout out to the Princeton Electric Plant Board. Also, all of the staff there. Chris Burton helped us get everything set up. And then the Princeton Water, Jason and Jerome, you guys got these new sewer taps done in record time. So we just want to honor and thank everyone, because we couldn't do it without any of you. And you just plant the seeds for new beginnings. And I can't wait for the Kirkwoods to go and play down at the park right down the street. So welcome to your new homes. If we'd have Pastor Brad Morris come up and do a special prayer with the families.
Wow, this is so good, isn't it?
Yes.
For the Lord is good.
Yes.
And his mercy endures forever. Father, we thank you that you are the God that is good. There is no other one but you, O Lord. You stand alone in your glory, in your power, in your majesty, and in your incredible love. We feel that today. We see it with our eyes. And Lord, I call to mind the moment that Moses stood before you as you were sending him to go get your people out of Egypt. And he asked you, he said, who's going with me? Who shall I say is sending me? And you simply said to him, you tell them that I am is sending you. And that's what you're the same God that stood there with Moses. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you stand here today as I am. And when these families wake up tomorrow morning in their homes, oh Lord, you will never I was. You will still be I am. You are with them continually every day, Lord. Let your blessing, I pray, be upon them and upon these neighborhoods that they're moving into. We thank you so very much, and we praise your mighty name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Woo-hoo. Okay.
Beautiful.
So, I think. Does your wife have something to do here?
Why don't you explain them and I'll just pass them out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Which ones are they?
No, they're this.
Okay.
We have a special surprise here, so come on.
This is why Andy says I'm the boss.
And it's true.
So
I wanted to bring a little something for all of the families who got their keys today. And so, and actually I have one for you as well, Pastor Boykin. It is a Christmas ornament from the governor's mansion that you can all hang on your trees. And just to say we love you and Merry Christmas. So don't have to get up. I'm just going to come down.
And one or two more things. While she's doing that, we have some more Christmas gifts for families here today, Governor. So we can get these out. And then the Chavez and Hannah, the Kirkwood family, we're going to have a special moment with them. And so if y'all can help take these bags to our families, there should be names on them. And then if y'all want to come on in, we're going to take a few minutes with the family, okay? And thank you all for coming out today. This is a special day.
Miss Holly, can you show them where he's going?